A piece of paper from a doctor isn't the only thing preventing women from getting emergency contraception. Family planning advocates say time and money are especially important, and often that's exactly what young women lack. The extra-strength birth control pill works best if taken within 72 hours of unprotected sex. However, not all pharmacies carry the controversial medication or are willing to dispense it, even if the patient can afford it. Lon Newman from the Wisconsin Family Planning Reproductive Health Association thinks there's an intentional effort to falsely link emergency contraception with RU486, the so-called abortion pill.
There are quite a few folks who intentionally want to misinform the public about how emergency contraception works.
Wisconsin Right to Life says they're still studying that. Executive Director Barbara Lyons says the group's immediate concern is fighting future FDA approval of over-the-counter sales.
You can't get a regular birth control without a doctor's prescription, and yet we're saying that we're going to give you a mega dose of birth control with no prescription. And we think that's potentially very dangerous for women of any age, but of course, certainly we're more concerned about the younger women.
The FDA may not be willing to change its mind. Allowing over-the-counter sales, depending on a patient's age, would set precedent.
Even if it did go over the counter, we're still in a situation of trying to let women know what it is, how it works, where they can get it, and then making sure that they have the financial resources to purchase it.
Many family planning clinics offer the morning after pill at free or reduced costs for the needy, and some clinics are working with private doctors to increase access. To get the word out to potential patients, the Reproductive Health Association has started putting up billboards. One recently went up in the Wisconsin Dells area. Newman says more will go up in other areas of the state, probably on highways near two-year college campuses that don't have health services. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.